From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syria state media and human rights activists said government troops and allied militias have captured a number of villages and towns in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near the capital. Syria's central military media said the government forces captured at least six villages and towns. But for thousands taking refuge, life has turned to huddling in basements and underground shelters. This woman says the conditions are deplorable. We're hungry. Our kids want milk. They want clothes. They want food. They're naked. We're consumed by dirt, mold, and destruction. We live worse than stray dogs. Please, everyone, for God's sake, have mercy on us, on the people of Ghouta. 600 civilians are estimated to have been killed in the past 2 weeks. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Sunday that President Trump is not planning to exempt any countries from his increase in tariffs on imported steel and aluminum coming from foreign shores. He told CNN that the final details on Mr. Trump's anticipated 25% tax on steel imports and 10% tariff on aluminum should be completed by later the week, in the week. On another news program, NBC's Meet the Press, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said there are a lot of false assumptions here.
Is that just because there are more people in the consuming industries, there'll be a net loss of jobs? That's not the case at all.
In 2017, the U.S. imported $151 billion more in goods from Europe than it exported to EU countries. China has added its voice to the growing chorus of concern. Speaking at a press conference ahead of China's annual legislative meetings, the vice foreign minister gave assurances that the rise of the world's second largest economy is no cause for alarm. This is VOA.